Hey guys, give us about 6 minutes of your time. Niche marketing in advertising. Hi guys, we're gonna present an educational podcast for you today. You may have heard the idiom niche marketing. You should know niche marketing, which is also called the same in the market in Iran, is a small part of marketing that focuses on a special part of the market. This part of marketing is for small business that want to introduce their products at an economical price and compete with the big guys. Sometimes newcomers use niche marketing to enter the marketing arena, but sometimes high-income corporations are also looking for niche marketing. If you want to look more closely, niche marketing means corner marketing, meaning that the activities of the market are focused on a small segment and in the market that is hidden from the competitors or is not cost-effective for them. In reality, there is no niche marketing, but the marketers create the niche based on the customer's demand that are not met by marketing. It should be noted that niche market could become a normal market in the future. Target market is a niche based on the special needs of customers, their demands, prices, and the products. In order to start your business in niche marketing, you don't need to consider the entire market, but your success should be targeting a small part of the market. Niche marketing approach is the one that, by downsizing the market, makes its brand known and sells its products. The customer prefers to go to store to buy a product that only sells the product, not a store that sells everything in addition to what they're looking for. For example, right now DigiColor is a large, successful online store that stores almost everything, and almost most people do their shopping there. But in order to buy a cell phone part or a laptop, it cannot meet the customer's need. The customer prefers to go to an online store that offers only specialized parts, so he could get the parts he needs. He could also get some professional advice on the same parts. Niche strategy, mouth-to-mouth marketing. This way, niche marketers are trying to get the customers to discuss a product and get them familiar with it. Earn credibility and credit. This way, niche tries to introduce the product with the help of influential people and their support. This method is very popular in today's marketplace and is actually a kind of marketing influencer that uses bidders rather than popular and famous people. Parallel endorsement. The niche method, your product will be exposed to customers through video tutorials, billboards, and other ways. Types of niche marketing, presentive or thematic niche marketing. Thematic or presentive niche marketing is based on the needs, so the customers provide the product from a store themselves, so they could benefit from specialized support and services. Launching these stores are also requiring less capital, better profit margins, and less risk, and has its own specialized customers. While in the presentive niche market, SEO and site optimization is greatly increased. Geographical niche market. Niche marketing based on geographical area is another method, such as startup services of online food ordering like SnapFood. Of course, one of the disadvantages of geographic niche marketing is large cities. If you want to use this type of marketing for a product, it is better to meet the needs of a particular community. Product niche marketing. This type of niche marketing is sufficient only when you present a product in a highly competitive market, but with a unique feature, such as designing traditional girl mantos. Niche marketing based on age and sex. In this type, go after a group that other competitors are not paying attention to. The elderly and children are often good options for niche marketing. And again, in this line, you can tighten the circle of customers. For example, production of summer medical shoes for pregnant women. Even large corporations produce low-cost products for middle-class income people. But many people think these products are brand and expensive and don't go near them. So by producing inexpensive or expensive products, you can have your own target community. Niche customers are a small group of people that are classified based on their income, age, and geographic location. And for example, for those who recently bought a house and are looking to change the design and modernize their house, planning for niche marketing. The following facts should be considered for the proper operation of a complete and accurate niche market. Uniqueness of the product. To have a position in niche marketing, your product has to be unique, special and specific, and has not been presented in another market. Product acceptability. Being special is not enough. You should consider the customer's demands, but keep in mind that you have a cornerstone market and don't need public demand. Capabilities of a niche market. You need to consider what your niche market is currently offering and whether it has the ability and capacity to address and handle your product. The power of marketing. Don't ever overlook the power of marketing. Without it, your business has no meaning and will never make any sense. Testing a product in the market. To keep track of the effectiveness of its introduction, test your product every once in a while in the market. Stay with us for Tsurushima Podcasts.